I think I've alerted my ops this week.
What does that even mean?
They're out. They're out, man. They did not love the drop test. And by that drop test, I mean the bend test, because it wasn't a drop test.
Somebody had to do it, right?
You know, we'll dive into that later. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's a late episode this week. We've got so much to talk about. We've got the new iPad Pro in hand, unbent, perfectly unbent. Look at this.
Wow. You treated it normally. That's great to see. Proud of you. Was it hard not to bend it, not to fulfill your urges?
There is like an intrusive thought that I have now about just snapping the USB-C port, because it's such a satisfying snap.
What?
And then I'm like, oh, that would be $1,000. So I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, it would be. That would not be a good idea. I'm proud of you.
But yeah, I've got a lot of thoughts on that and what transpired there later in the episode. But I mean, first, we're a week post Apple event. We were real whiny last week. And I'm sorry, it was the end of a like 16-hour workday, and I was whiny.
Okay.
I was tired and
okay.
whiny.
You saying you had been influenced by prior emotions?
Yeah, I'm saying I was just really tired and I was sad at the time.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Since then, I've gotten this, which is
we can't, for audio listeners, he's trying to show it, and we literally can't show it in the wide shot with both of us because it's too big.
It kind of looks cool on
you. The camera's on him, and we still can't see all of it. There it is.
There we go. So I got the new iPad Pro. I got the Apple Pencil Pro. Uh-huh. And have you touched or seen any of these yet?
Of course not. No.
Oh,
it's not the iPad Mini.
It's true, dude. It's the coolest thing they've ever made. Not actually, but like close. Look at this thing. This is not real. Hold on, I need it to focus. It's not going to focus really, but oh wait, it almost focused. No, go back. Oh no. Hold on, my eyes. How do I cover my eyes? Dude, it is so light. I actually was thinking about doing a Frisbee test because of how light it is. It's awesome. Like
why?
The new, it's so thin and light and so portable, and it makes
portable,
me want to use it.
It's like 23 inches.
It's really good. Like the hardware, dude, it's like, just looking at it now, I'm like, this doesn't look real. It literally, I don't know how they fit an M4 chip inside of this product, and it doesn't overheat. It's actually pretty strong. Like, actually, I just heard a creak. I don't want to recreate that video live. But, you know, it's, I don't know. They kind of nailed this design. I don't even care that there's a camera gone. I literally have not noticed whatsoever that they just removed the camera.
Okay. Now, I have a question.
Okay.
You might have to dig deep.
Okay.
Next week, after another week has passed.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be less enthusiastic? Like, is it just new shiny Apple product and Sam really passionate about Apple? Because like...
Don't do that to me.
I'm just asking, what do you do on that iPad Pro?
No. It's the worst computer I've ever owned, and it actually has ruined my life, and it's really sad. I haven't gotten to that part yet. I just wanted to start off with what I love.
Okay, fair. Okay, I like it.
Yeah. the hardware is so good. It's just awesome. Like, this is the future of the laptop. This is the future of the laptop.
But I agree, kind of.
Okay, new Apple Pencil.
iPad OS, but
straight up, I'm pretty sure I'm going to return this. I don't know what I'm doing with an Apple Pencil. Look at me. I shouldn't even be allowed near an Apple Pencil.
I have bought so many Apple Pencils because I don't actually need them. And so because so much time goes in between me using them and not using them, the battery depletes all the way. And I don't know if you know this, Sam, but Apple Pencils have a problem where if the battery depletes all the way, they can't like connect back to the iPad. And so they just are dead. They're bricked.
I'm sorry, what?
I have literally had three of the same Apple Gen 2 pencils because two of them, I buy one thinking I'm going to use it. I don't use it. I go to use it again, and it's just dead. Cannot be charged.
You need to leave it on the iPad. I've never not left one on the iPad. It's got the little charge section.
But then you always got this thing just hanging on by a magnet that you don't use all the time, and then it just becomes like a little pimple on the iPad all the time.
Yeah, it does kind of ruin the aesthetic. I agree. Oh, I didn't talk about this. This is so good. The middle camera.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
So nice. Oh, it's so nice. They nailed that as well. And look, I can even go ultra wide with it. Look at this.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. Hold on, wait.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
I'm going to hit it. Whoa.
There it is.
Burr, burr, burr. Look at this
okay.
crazy setup.
What do you think about the Magic Keyboard?
Okay. Yeah, but I think I am going to return the Apple Pencil just because I don't know how to use it. And it is heavier. Fair. It is heavier, the haptic. I don't like that it's heavier. I feel like a pencil should be lighter. But
the weight of a professional is heavier.
Yeah. I think the design is stupid that they kept it white. This should be black if it's the Apple Pencil Pro, just straight up.
Okay.
And also, the name is like atrocious. Like, no. You're not allowed to call it Apple Pencil Pro. That's stupid. That's literally the worst
thing. Why didn't they just call it Apple Pencil the third one?
Exactly. Should have just been Apple Pencil third generation.
That's it.
That's all it is.
It's the same price.
Okay.
That's what I don't understand.
Magic Keyboard. Let me just shake out all
my
dead
skin
real quick. It's lighter, which is great.
Great.
The keyboard and the top aluminum feels better, which is great. Feels way nicer. The typing experience is like at least 3 points higher.
Three things right there.
And I hate the material on the outside being the same because it's not going to hold up.
Oh, the worst. The fine woven case. And then this, like the why do we keep using this texture and this material? It is awful.
Oh, it feels great on day one. Don't get me wrong. Like it's awesome. It feels so good. But mine is just permanently stained. Mm-hmm. Like my old one's permanently stained. And I don't know from what.
Your acidic fingers.
I don't even.
Everything Sam touches starts to just boil away.
But I can already see it. I've had this for a couple of days. I don't know if you can see kind of like that artifacting on it already. Like,
I see.
The fingerprints right there. Like, dude, this is not even a week old. It's literally not even a week old and it's already staining. And I mean, the build quality is great. It's harder to open now, which is a weird complaint that I have. Like when you do this, it's like there's nothing to grip. Like, it's literally, like, to the edge. There used to be a slight lip, and now the aluminum, it's so hard to open, which, whatever. But it's a better Magic Keyboard. I thought maybe in 4 years we'd be a bit further along than this.
You thought that?
Like, I don't know how we took – why wasn't this Magic Keyboard released with the last iPad Pro? I guess because the magnets are different because it's a new iPad Pro, but – yeah, basically,
are you
all things
using
considered
this
hardware,
one more than you were using your last iPad Pro? Like, when were you using your iPad usually?
I
have actually always wondered that question. Mr. Sam,
about
who
me
always
or just
needs
in general?
No, about you specifically. Because you always talk about how you get on. When I bought an iPad Air, you got on me because you're like, oh, you're a pro. You should get the pro. But what do you actually use? What your last iPad Pro, what was it being used for?
Oh, I literally only watch videos. Yeah, that's the only thing I do.
Okay, and
dude, we didn't even talk about the big thing—the OLED display. How did I miss that? I'm just so desensitized.
The double OLED display,
dude. It's the best display ever created. It's the best display ever created. Straight up, and when you see it, you will agree. The black levels are unreal. The color accuracy. The brightness, the thinness and it's incredible. It's just, they nailed it out of the park. 12 out of 10.
Okay.
Best display I've ever seen. If you want to experience euphoria, just go on YouTube and search for, I think it's OLED test. And then you click on this one called The Black.
The Black.
That's probably going to copyright strike us. Ah, where no music is playing. It went all louder. Look at this. Look at this. Just experience the Black.
Yeah, that's
with me.
That is pretty cool.
Wait for
it. Does
it.
Look
it's
really
not
good.
Good part. It's not even the good part yet. Now we're about to be at the good part. Hold on. This is always what gets me going. Oh, look at that. It just,
it's
look
honey.
At that.
We're watching Honey, by the way, everybody. Audio
dude, listeners. Look at it. It's so good.
It do look
There's
very good.
There's no ghost in it. Okay. They fit. Here's why. And I think a lot of people assume, oh, he's just silly Apple fanboy. He doesn't actually know the technical differences. No, I do. They fixed two of the biggest problems with Mini LED. Mini LED was always a stopgap. It really doesn't make sense why Apple spent all this money developing it in the first place, because it's clearly just not as good as OLED. Mm. Mini LED has two issues. Vignetting around edges and ghosting. When there's a bright light source, you see a little halo around it. It's not a big deal, but it doesn't look great. Now, the benefit of Mini LED is it is quite efficient. It can get incredibly bright.
Okay.
But with a double OLED, you basically alleviate all of these issues because you're getting that double brightness now. There's no complaints with brightness on this. It looks perfect. And there's no ghosting. There's no vignetting around the edges. The color temperature of the screen is just a little bit warmer, but I think it looks better. Mm-hmm. Apple, that's the one thing that Apple said at the event. They're like, this is the best display ever made. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I want when the MacBook gets this. Oh.
You think it's going to get it? Because that'd be pretty cool.
Why did they put the dual driver engine at a system level in the M4 chip?
True. Yeah.
Come
true.
On. It's not for an iPad.
Yeah.
This was always designed for a MacBook. It happened to work out early for the iPad because they could ship it. And it's just, it's so good. And then today, I sold something on eBay, not the iPad Mini. And I wanted to print a label.
Yeah, Sam, I am in the mud currently. If you would have said you sold the iPad Mini, that would be the final straw of my life. That would be it. That would be it.
That'd push you over the edge.
Ultimate betrayal.
So then today, because I have enjoyed using this more and it feels like a really good, I don't want to use my MacBook because I have a 16-inch MacBook. So let's use this really portable, thin and light iPad. And it's new and it's fast and it's crazy. It looks beautiful. So I was like, let's print my label from eBay to my Dymo label printer that I have. And then it's a USB label printer. So you just plug it into your computer. You select the printer. So I plugged it into my iPad. Doesn't work.
Okay.
Just at a system level, iPad OS doesn't support USB printers.
Oh.
Now listen.
I'm sure that's, okay.
I know that sounds, you might be like, that's a little niche.
No, but to say that this is somebody's computer, it can be somebody's only computer, and then they can't do only computer things.
It also just doesn't seem that hard to add 5 years into iPad OS. Like,
yeah.
You can plug in any USB and it works just like a USB in your Mac.
Yeah.
And it's things like that where I'm like, all I wanted to do was just use this to print the label. And then I want to tweet things and I want to share news through Apple Track on places like Instagram with Pixelmator, which is the photo editing application I use, or through Twitter. And I literally have to get up from my iPad and go over to my MacBook or my Mac Studio because just the process of like dragging an image from Google over to Twitter, having two websites open at the same time, it's horrendous.
You mean X. Everything has been swapped over to X.com now.
Yes,
so
the X platform will rule us all. And it's made me so, it's the saddest I've ever been in my life.
Huh?
For the iPad.
Oh, because like the potential and then the lack of action
because,
on their end.
Yeah, before everybody was like, the hardware is really good. But I don't know. The hardware was great. I've said that before. But this hardware is excellent. Like broadly, yes, there could be improvements for the keyboard. There should be more than one USB port. Yes, the keyboard material should be different. Yes, the iPad. Actually, no, the iPad itself, I think the hardware on the iPad now is legitimately perfect. Like just incredible.
Okay.
But then I'm like trying to do anything with it. And I'm going to make a video about this. It's finally going to be my iPad video. And I basically have a theory that... Okay, we've got a big event coming up in about a month, right? Yep. Under a month, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
WWDC.
The biggest Apple event of the year, maybe? Yeah.
What have you heard every single reviewer say in their iPad videos?
That iPadOS is the shits.
And what have they said about the next event?
It is cheeks, as they say.
Because I've heard every reviewer say, hey, it's gonna get better at dub-dub, though.
There were so many comments on my video that was like, this is clickbait. You should just wait till dub-dub. They ship the iPad right now, though. Like, if you buy an iPad, that's what it is right now. And also, you don't even know what's coming at W. What do you need? What do you know? What, you can't say that I'm speaking too soon. I just should wait for WWDC. How do you know it's going to get better by then?
It's not. Here's the thing. It's not. It's not getting better. It's going to be the exact same thing.
How strongly do you feel this? Because it'll upset me.
Has there been any rumors whatsoever that Apple is planning a software overhaul for the iPad? Literally name one rumor.
Yeah, no. No,
there's
not. But, maybe just a very well-kept secret.
Mm.
And yes. You wouldn't have to hear about changes to iPadOS if it was just macOS being added.
So yeah, they're never doing that. This is all, I firmly believe it's all intentional.
Okay, like handicapping it a little bit so Mac will still do well?
100%. Not even a question at this point. There,
and the iPad Pro is the best-selling iPad, yeah? Like at least at first. And then like I think the just the regular iPad or iPad Air. I don't know. We'll have to do a Google.
Yeah, they don't release a ton of even the reporting on it is kind of split of like which I mean, I assume the cheapest $350, $329 iPad sells the best just because it is cheapest big iPad. But yeah, it's just exactly where it is before. Like the experience overall is like 10% better because I love the new hardware. But yeah, I mean, it's still the same iPad, kneecapped by all the same things. You can't do real computer work on it. And it's, I guess at this point, it's just like it was put up or shut up. And now it's just time to shut up if you're not going to. Like, I feel like you've had 6 years after you called the iPad a computer to really like, revamp the software, do what we all have asked for. And Apple's like, but then you'll stop buying Macs and Macs are traditionally more expensive.
I don't understand though, if that's the case, why are they going so hard on hardware? Like there was a period of time, of course, we all remember this because as Apple fans throughout the years, one of the biggest sticking points was always you could get better specs for less going alternatively anywhere else. Because Apple, even in their like flagship products, they weren't going hard in terms of the hardware because the software would carry it a lot of the way. Now we are in a completely different world where the hardware is nuts, untouchable nuts, and the software is lacking. Like, how did this occur? How did this happen? What do they need the hardware for? What do you need them for in that? Other than the tandem display.
The tandem OLED. I guess that's it. it's sad. It's whatever. I've just kind of accepted it. If Apple at DubDub releases a revamped version of iPadOS, I will be shocked. I will be gobsmacked.
Are you going to keep this iPad Pro?
Yeah. I mean, I love
just to watch videos.
Watching videos. Yeah, with OLED.
Man, Netflix is going to load so fast on that M4.
It does actually feel faster.
Oh my
God. This is silly. I swear to you, bro. I swear to you, the software that they have running on here is like things do launch faster. I'm not even kidding. I'm just touching it right. Yeah. I'm touching it all up right now. I got my hands all
okay. You said it ruined your life, though. It, so far, it doesn't sound like that.
Yeah. It's just ruined my life in the computing aspects. And it's really sad because I was really excited. I guess I thought the new hardware would somehow make the software better, but that's just not how it works.
Yeah, or at least they would have a plan to utilize it.
Yeah, I thought there maybe would be a special version of iOS on here.
Okay. I'm going to present an interesting thing.
Okay. I love interesting things.
So after the event, I also released a video about, like, the iPad is just kind of stuck in limbo. Like, it is not... This event was make or break, and they didn't help the iPad at all, I don't think. And a lot of the responses to my video and, like, responses to you that I see is that we are out of touch. We don't understand. Like, as tech people, we don't understand... What? Like, regular people don't complain about iPadOS, and they love iPadOS, and that's why it sells well, and we're somehow wrong. Would we like to entertain that idea?
The iPad does not sell that well. Does okay, but for Apple, it does pretty bad.
Would we like to entertain, like, that we might be wrong?
No, that's just silly.
Like, are we asking too much?
No, we're not. We're literally asking for a custom tablet OS that we've never gotten.
It really... They shouldn't even be allowed to call it iPad OS. They shouldn't. No. They did a couple things and went, it's new, completely new. It's not iOS anymore, but it absolutely is.
Yeah, it's just... But somehow, like...
You can't plug a printer in!
The file management is still atrocious. Saving images and making sure they're high quality. Actual, like, desktop software is not really on. It's just, you know, we've said the list a million times. And no, I think we're in touch.
Okay. Being honest. Well, that's what I think too. But there was enough people they're gaslighting me in the comments. I'm like, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. My comments, I think, were all very much like, yeah, we agree. This sucks. Oh, wait, why is a top comment calling me out? You called me out in this video? Why did I not hear that?
Huh? Oh, what do you mean? I texted you a picture of the little joke in the show.
Dude, why is a top comment for artists, creatives, professionals that need to do casual work and Sam Cole?
That was the line I said. That was what I said. And I motion tracked your head on the little bird in the original iPad commercial. Oh, the iPad Pro commercial, anyway.
For some reason, I didn't hear the audio.
It's right before the ad, I think. There it is.
Well, don't get me wrong. iPad can absolutely do a lot of great, amazing stuff, obviously. For artists, creatives, professionals that need to do casual work, and Sam Cole. But a faster iPad?
It is. Okay. Let's talk about the Ben stuff. I think this is
Let's. The moment you have all been waiting for, the tea. Sam, I'm going to say three words. I want you to guess the word in the middle. It's a common phrase.
Dollar?
You might have heard it. No, I haven't said the words yet. The words are post-blank clarity. What do you think that means?
Post-carrier clarity?
Nope. Post-clean clarity, because listen, we all let our homes get a wreck over the winter months. It's cold. You want to be warm. You don't want to be up. You don't want to be cleaning, but then you finally do. You clean for spring, and then you're like, how did I do this for so long? I have a question for you, Sam. How long have you gone without thinking about how much you're paying for your monthly phone bill?
It's been years.
It's been too long, and that's why I'm here, to provide you with a clean home and a clean wallet. $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, thanks to our sponsor, Mint Mobile. They're back on the show. We love Mint Mobile, the best wireless carrier in the world.
Listen, guys, Mint Mobile is absolutely incredible. They're here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. They come with high-speed data, unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited of the nation's largest 5G network. Did you know that? Did you know that when you're just spending $15 a month, you're actually running on the nation's largest 5G network? This isn't some little guy that holds up a cell tower near you. This is a bunch of little guys that make up a large guy that is the largest cell network in the United States.
I don't think you can get more than that for $15. I don't think there's a better deal anywhere. In life.
And the best thing, you can bring your own phone. You can keep your existing contacts. And
this one right here, I could just bring it?
Yeah, or your iPhone 14 Pro that you still have.
Sweet!
You can do that, guys, because with Mint Mobile, you can get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month when you go to mintmobile.com/genius. That's mintmobile.com/genius. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/genius. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Thank you, Mint Mobile. MintMobile.com/genius.
They are the goats. Just being, I really.
Okay,
I
yeah,
just,
for real. We'll, we won't include this, but they're the best. Yeah.
So, I should just pull up my Twitter for this one. So, it is very fun to make testing things videos. I really enjoy that. Okay. I was not
quote
expecting
that.
This
it
tweet.
Is very fun to make testing things videos. Sam Cole.
I was not expecting this tweet to like. It really evoked an emotional response, which was not. I was just trying to tease my video. That's all I was trying to do.
Yeah, I feel that.
And the ops came out.
I think what happened here is this was immediate. Like these launched, they went out, you bought it as fast as hell, and then that's the first thing that gets posted, and it without context, it looks like you just bought it and then just to do that. I mean, and you did, but it had there's like a utility aspect of it that is lacking context in this tweet. But I think that's what makes a good tweet. I don't think there's a single thing wrong with this tweet, and it accomplished exactly what it's supposed to accomplish. And sorry if anyone is mad, you don't know how this side of the business works.
Yeah. But I'm also an idiot.
I would love to hear why.
Yeah, I'm a dumb idiot. I just want to. YouTube's a learning experience every week. And that's what I love about YouTube is I don't know another, or maybe just content creation in general, at least this is how I see it. I don't know another job that humbles you so much as this. Yeah. Genuinely. And I mean that. Like YouTube and the need to perform well is like it is addictive. It is a drug. And I am fully addicted to it. I'm addicted to videos doing well. Just going to straight up
it
say
it. It takes a sick, sick person to do what we do. A sick human.
And at the same time, it pushes me to be my best. And sometimes it pushes me into the overthinking category. So I want to talk about this video because I felt gross making it.
Okay. For context for everyone. The image in this in his original tweet was to tease a video in which he did what would you call it? Durability test?
Yeah, I did a bend test.
Durability test video because that's what's the number one question when everyone hears the iPad's getting even thinner. Oh no, it's going to bend easier. And yeah. Sam's video actually showed us the opposite.
Yeah. It either performed the same or slightly better in my testing.
And I'm sorry, for someone looking to buy an iPad Pro, or even if they're thinking about buying this one versus the last one, that is actual useful information.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to just like, I want to address like everything I've seen people say about this video. First of all, the video didn't do well. The video's got 60K views. All right. It did fine on socials like Instagram and TikTok, but you don't make money from Instagram. And I only made a couple $100 from TikTok. So just so everybody knows, I went like $4,000 negative on this video, like straight up $4,000 loss.
I mean, that is like your MO every product release.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and
yeah.
So
everyone for the team.
The first thing everybody says is he does this because the views will pay for it. Sometimes that's true. Just for clarity, on my Apple Vision Pro drop test, I went super positive on that because of a TikTok that went crazy viral. It's my most viewed TikTok ever, like 33 million views. And I did make money off of that video. I made the money back and some on the Apple Vision Pro drop. But I go into all of these with the same curiosity, right? I'm like, is this going to bend? Is the Apple Vision Pro fragile? Because I would click on this video if I was buying one of these products. And for me, it's it's unique to have the opportunity to test these things. But I also went too far this time. I did too much. And I felt ashamed about it, and I was frustrated at myself for multiple reasons. Let's start with the emotional side of things. You didn't see this on camera, and I didn't show it, but I was uncomfortable and very anxious by the time I had bent two or three iPads. Because you're like, this is actually thousands of dollars. We're getting into the wasteful territory. And I think I could have illustrated the same point with two iPads instead of four. Like, I should have just gotten an old 13-inch and a new 13-inch.
So you think it was, like, excessive?
Exactly.
Okay.
The content evil addiction brain part of me is like, well, to be the best video, I know nobody else is going to spend this much. So I need to get all four because Jerry Rig Everything's going to upload his with just one. But I need to be better than that somehow to get covered in the media. So I got to do all the iPads.
Hmm.
And that was the mistake I made, is I should have just done like two. I should have just done two because that still would have been different. It was a unique angle that nobody else did. But also, from a business side, I would have spent half the amount of money. Like, I wouldn't have wasted so much. And I was very split on this one because I learned a lot making it. And at this point, I don't regret making it. Initially, I regretted making it. And this sounds crazy. I almost didn't release a video.
What?
Yeah, I almost.
I thought the exact opposite because you even tweeted like an hour before, like teasing it, and that's something that we only do if like we're proud of what's about to come out. So I assumed the opposite of how you feel right now.
No, that was covering losses. That was, I just spent $4,000 on iPads. I need as many eyes on this as possible to try to just recoup whatever, and because it is interesting. Like, I did learn a lot making this video. So now I don't regret it. At the time I did. God, that is just wild to watch.
I mean, you full sent that.
Look at how durable it is, though. Look at how strong the new iPad is for how thin it is. That's impressive. Yeah. I felt very weird about it. And I definitely heard what everybody was saying of like, why are you just destroying so much? It's so wasteful. It's gluttonous. Why would you do this? I want an iPad. I don't know.
Is that the vocal minority there, or is this like a pretty good consensus of people that are?
I don't know. I think it's tough in the state of the world right now when you might be able to barely see rent to see a dude breaking $4,000 of iPads, and I think that's totally fair. Man, I don't blame those people for being mad at all.
Okay.
So I mean, I don't know. I feel like you know me, right? I'm pretty self-reflective. I try to like actually listen and be a better person rather than just be like, oh, fuck you, broke boys down, get rich. Yeah. Like, that's stupid. Yeah. That's not what life's about. And that's not how I feel at all.
I sympathize with those people a lot. I mean, I've been there a lot in my life in that exact same spot. But to be angry, like, you might be bothered by it, and in that case, don't watch that video. But to be mad at how someone else spent their money is a little bit silly.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't hurt you at all that Sam spent that money and bent some iPads. It doesn't help you pay rent. It doesn't help you pay your car bill. It doesn't do anything for you. So why even be mad about how another grown man spent his money?
Yeah, and I mean, I am doing it to learn. Like, yes, I'm also doing it to get views. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Checkmate.
Got me, yeah. YouTuber need views. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, like, that's of course why I'm doing it. I want as many people to see what I learned because I obviously think it's cool. That's why I'm putting videos out, because I feel like I'm learning something or sharing something worth sharing. And I want as many people to see it as possible because I think that's cool. But I learned a lot. I don't know what I'm going to do with the iPads yet. I guess I could sell them just for parts because I think the internals are pretty much fine.
For videos like that, like, I feel like you could actually sell them as like, that's what they are. They were used in this video. I think that would be cool to have.
Yeah, I could use the video to like mark it. You can buy this or like bid on it on eBay. That's actually not a terrible idea.
Literally at the
idea.
End of every one of those videos, you should say, and you could, only one person can buy this. Or like if you have four iPads, for, you know, four people. But I think if I had like a prop or something from a YouTuber that I actually like, that is valuable to me. That's cute that I have that in my house. Like when someone comes in, they're like, why is that iPad in a shadow box on the wall and it's all destroyed and bent? And I can be like, it came from this video. It's that exact same one.
Yeah, true. I do have the I am going to frame the front cover glass from Vision Pro. I have the cracked cover glass just sitting in my house. And I do want to – like Luke and everybody who's come over, Vadim and them, they're like, dude, you got to frame this for Max Day. So I was like, I should do that. Because it is cool. And I mean,
if you keep doing these
issues,
if you keep doing these, which by the way, I think you should.
Ooh,
I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I think you're being too hard on yourself. I get where people are coming from, but I think there has to be balance. You got to meet them halfway, not all the way. There is actual utility to these videos. And I think you should still make them. You should be maybe more conscious about how you make them. But I think make them, and at the end of every one of those, auction it off. Actually, Sam, I have your solution.
Yeah, just give it away, right?
No, auction it off for charity.
Oh, true. True.
The person that buys it gets to pick where the money go.
Yeah, that would be optimal. But then I'm also like, my mom suggests that. She's like, you should like donate these or like give ones away. And I'm like, yeah, but then I'd be like spending a lot of money and not recouping any of the loss, which from a business perspective isn't the smart. Like I need to recoup a bit of the losses to make this sustainable. And you know, it works like other videos, like, you know, normal rumor videos, there's like no cost to make. Like I've got all the equipment. There's no overhead on a iPhone leaks and rumor. Okay, I take that back. I guess I'm paying for the renders. But, you know, it's not like...
Yeah, the single most expensive video I have ever made was my Vision Pro review. And I've been doing this for 11 years, and that's the most expensive video that we've ever put out. And I will never recoup all of that. But yeah. I'm still very proud of like what we made. Like, I love that video. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
It might be my favorite video I've ever made.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It's a great video. It's a great, great video.
But sometimes that's part of the business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and I want to get you make a good video, and that's all.
I want to get the like. I want to be able to go crazy. I mean, I'm starting the planning. I don't know. I guess I'm just. You texted me and you said you are the most insane in person I know, and I don't know if that was a joke.
No, that's true. That's actually the truth.
I mean, I do have a couple of other videos planned for this year that I am kind of second guessing after this, just because if I had a couple more, I mean, this one's fine, right? Like it didn't hit. I overspent, whatever. Cool. I've learned. Like, I'm grateful that I learned something, and I'm grateful that people in the comments were like, thank you so much for this. Like, this actually helped me a lot. And I'm like, oh, yes. Like, that's why I made it. Thank you. Thank you. You see the point of me making this and not just like white kid too wealthy from daddy's money destroying tech, which like that's, I know that's
that is, like, but that's such a lazy thing to say.
But that's fine. I'm not here to police people. The number one thing I've learned at the end is like people are going to say and believe whatever they want. Like there's
absolutely
people that will just like hate me no matter what I do and say. And that's okay. And I want to be better. Like my goal is
there's
going to
be people that hate me for defending you. That's just how it is.
Sorry, I've ruined your life.
Just don't sell that iPad mini and we're cool, man.
Okay. Then I've got your loyalty.
Yeah.
But you know, I want to be the best person I can be. And I know sometimes I fall short. I was shocked that some of my YouTube ops didn't pop out on me on this one, but they kept it cool. I was waiting for some boys to pop up, but
big old BT.
No, we're cool. But yeah, I was an interesting experience, and it made me self-reflect, like, do I want to be known as the destruction guy? Because I don't want to be Tech Racks. I don't want to be that guy. That's not my plan. And, you know, did I need to make this video? Yes and no. I mean, I think I thought too hard about it. I think I did too much. But
if you could go back and have an actual redo, what would you do differently? Would you make it at all? We're here asking the tough questions on Genius Bar.
See, this is where it gets tricky, right? Because I think making business decisions strictly on a profit and loss basis is a bad way to run a business. At least that's how I see business, right? Because I think the biggest...
That's true for specifically something like this, a creative business.
Yeah, the biggest, like, growth opportunities, I think, come from risk.
Yes.
And for me... For me, it's about investing in content right now, even if that's risky. And
that's exactly it. That's why I said you are the craziest person I know, because you take insane risks without knowing the result at all. Like, okay, the Tim Cook documentary was a big risk for me. Because we put out less actual content that was easy. We could do it on autopilot, and it made money every time.
True.
We poured a lot of our resources and time into just to make a good piece of art, because I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. Mm-hmm. And I thought that even if I excused my lack of producing regular front page tech videos, because I believed that in the end it would give us more growth. So then the other episodes of From Page Tech would make a little bit more, matter a little bit more. And so I want to take those risks, but I don't do that multiple times a year. Like, yeah. That was a one... and then the Vision Pro thing was a risk that, I mean, didn't really pan out. The Tim Cook documentary netted us 25,000 subscribers from that one video.
See, that's incredible.
So that was worth it. The Vision Pro review was worth it, and I'm proud of it either way. And it got more views than a regular episode of From His Tech, so obviously obviously I'm proud of that. But it didn't. That was a risk that didn't work out.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what we do. That's what we have to do to sustain the growth and to keep this ship afloat. And that's a lot of things. Those are risks and thought processes that most people don't have to handle, because all they have to do is show up, do what they're told, walk home with their salary. I think people that own a business, entrepreneurs, might understand this a little bit more, this aspect of it, that when everything is up to you, that's how real growth happens. Even in life, the biggest risks could give you the biggest reward. That's just how it is.
Oh, 100%.
And you are insane for doing it multiple times a year and, like, not just putting your time on the line, but your money on the line just to do something a little bit too crazy. That's what I like that.
I think, to follow up on what I was saying, I think it's a bad idea to make business decisions off of, like, for this one, it's like, oh, yeah, if I could go back and save $4,000, that would be dope, right? I wouldn't have made it. But then that's also a silly way to look at things, because I could look at every single decision and be like, well, I don't know for sure, so I'm not going to do it. And that's how you literally stagnate. And that's how channels die, or like businesses die, is when you just do the same thing forever. You're never actually pushing yourself and you're never taking risks. And I think this conversation,
that's how a lot of our favorite creators have fizzled out. Doing by that exact pattern is why some people stick around and their names are, like, relevant for a while, and some just kind of aren't around anymore.
Yeah. Because you and I have always talked about, like, I mean, innovation is a silly word, but innovating, like, time over time, and, like, doing something different and trying something new. And if you just do the same thing forever, it's not gonna last a long time. And I think even just talking about this, it's, you know, I kind of led into this by saying it's made me rethink my other crazy videos ideas. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's the one that, you know, that I guess they would both financially be pretty big risks. like really, really big risks actually.
Yeah.
With the cost of materials for the unboxing video.
Okay.
And then the other video I've been starting to brainstorm and think about that would require like renting additional equipment and things to produce without saying too much. And because it's that part of me that it's like, man, nobody's ever done these things before. And why isn't anybody doing these things? What's the point of this YouTube living thing if we're just going to sit in a box and be rich and do nothing? Like, maybe it's an ego thing. Maybe I'm insane. But something I've always said and something that like business people and like analytics people always like look at me weird. They're like, how are you like monetizing your fan base? And like, you know, you should be on this. You should give exclusive content here. And how do you do that? And I was like, well, here's the thing. Like, I'd rather have more subscribers and views and make it like not as much money. I'd rather be better known than to be richer. And they always go, what? And I'm like, yeah, I would rather have people actually appreciate what I'm doing and like make a cultural impact than be stupid wealthy and maybe be a bad person or whatever and do things the easy way. Like that, I could have my Lambo, I could have my McLaren, I could have my Cybertruck, I could have my Hollywood Hills house. What is my legacy? Nothing. Yeah. Literally nothing. And you can't buy legacy. You literally cannot buy. Like Bill Gates is trying to do it with the Bill Gates Foundation. It's kind of working because he's so stupidly wealthy. But like people have to remember that Bill Gates in the 90s was like trying to run literally every other company out of business because he was so evil. And now he's like, but the earth is beautiful. It's the greatest.
But the earth.
It's the greatest PR thing he's ever done. But everyone, especially young people, are like, that's the guy that's like trying to cure cancer. It's like, no, that's the guy that didn't want other computers but his to exist.
Yeah, this is his attempted redemption arc.
But he did have to still earn that reputation. And yes, he was super wealthy and whatnot, but it's just been something I've been thinking about that I don't – yes, I want really nice things and I want to be rich and stuff. That's cool, right? But also, you only get one go at this life thing. I don't want to just be – I've met a lot of rich people since moving to LA and it's just kind of gross. It's just kind of gross, man. It's just,
You classify them as happy people?
Sometimes. Some of them, yes.
Okay.
Some people just seem a little confused.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, man, I don't want you to feel... there's got to be a balance. We are not, this is the problem. We are not equipped for this. Humans are not equipped. Humans are not equipped to have fucking 15 friends, let alone, you know, this many eyes on them for anything. And there are times where you and I have both made mistakes in front of all of them. And it's humbling and it's terrible sometimes. But I don't think this is one of those times, and I think you're being a little too hard on yourself.
No. I to be clear, I don't think that this. I'm not apologizing for anything. Like, I don't think I caused real harm or hurt to people. But I do want people to know that I hear you, and like I see. But I take that back. I am apologizing. Like, I'm sorry if like you saw this and it's like, man, I want one of those iPads, and he just destroyed all of them. Like, I'm sorry if that hurt. Like, that's not my intention. Uh-huh. And but yeah, I'm not. This has been more of a self-reflection rather than like a response to like, oh, people got mad at me and I didn't like that. It was more of like reading and learning from what people had to say and being like, okay, what seems like a good point? What seems like a little bit silly? Okay, maybe the person send me to broken iPad free, maybe like put them on the silly list, and then maybe the person that's like, damn, worked 40 hours this week and can't even afford the Apple Pencil. I'm like, eh, okay, I see where you're coming from. That is really messed up. I'm sorry. That's like a society thing. I would like to make that better. And yeah.
But why? I mean, I'm going to say it, but like, I just hope people understand I'm coming from a good place. The reason that you can do that. The difference between you and the person saying that is risk. You were willing to take a risk most people will not take. And there's a way to live life that is super like honorable and respectable. Like the people working 9 to 5 and keeping everything afloat. Like those are the real heroes.
Yeah.
We aren't heroes for taking risks, but I'm saying that's what puts us in the position that we are in. We were willing to do just a little bit insane sometimes.
It's higher risk.
That's why we're reward. In this position, or why you were able to do that. It's not because of, like, people are just, they're stuck in right now, right? So it's easy to look at you bending some iPads in that single video, but they don't understand that to be able to do this video, you've put 11 years into all of this.
Sure.
That's, I feel like that's important context that gets ignored.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I mean, I'm really only hurting myself. Like I'm the one who lost $4,000 on iPads. Yeah. I'm the victim, guys. No, but I get it, and I mean, listen, I want to be filthy stupid rich one day because I want to make like a foundation to help people with mental health, and I want to like help people do things. Like I want to do all this stuff, and like I feel like I have so many ideas of how to get there, and like yes, I want like cool things for myself too, but I also I want to grow my business, and I think I've said this, but like my goal, and when people ask me, like I'm going to be the number one Apple YouTuber in media presence on the internet one day. It's going to happen, and I see a clear path to that. I know it's possible, and I want it really bad. I'm hungry for it, and yeah. I just see so much stagnation in our industry, and I want people to start doing crazy stuff. I want people to start. You know, I can't watch another. So this is the new iPad. Let's unbox it. This is the new space black color.
Wow, there's a charger really like in the, there's a brick in the box. There's no stickers.
Can we talk? Let's do a minute dialogue about how I'm going to miss the Apple stickers. And then it's like, oh no, why didn't anyone watch my video? Why didn't anyone watch my 10-minute unboxing?
That's because everyone is making that same video and people don't need to watch the same thing 10 times. They're going to pick one of you and that means the rest of you miss out.
Like a great learning moment that I've had in the past year. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this would help some creators is like an unboxing should be a TikTok. That's what an unboxing is now. We never had that channel for it before, unless you're first, right? If you're a Marquez, I just seen that gets it early. Dude, the 10-minute unboxing. Yeah. I will watch that. But for every other creator out there that's not on Apple's A-list, it's finding creative ways to make your content stand out. And I think short form is an excellent way to do that. I've seen so many incredible short form creators in tech pop up that are just doing these incredibly beautifully satisfying unboxings with crisp sound, beautiful, stunning video quality, great hooks. Like they're just these incredible creators that I see across TikTok and YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels. And yeah, I think that it's just like an unboxing is just a 60-second TikTok. I mean, that's what I did. And
agreed.
It did okay on, I think TikTok, it did like 40, 50. I mean, not that much, but right. If short form is only doing 40, 50K, just imagine how much a long form that I would have done. It would have been way less because short form's a cheat code. But sorry, I feel like I'm ranting. I sound pretentious throughout all of this.
Nope.
I hope that this is helpful for someone. I feel like I wish I had a YouTuber that would have told me these things. So I hope it helps.
Yeah, and I hope, even if you want to look broader, I hope the conversation of taking risks, you know, reaches somebody. Take that fucking risk. That thing you want to do, do it. Just do it.
Within reason. Don't bet. My theory is like, don't bet the company, but like, bet a little bit. Bet part of the company.
Bet a little bit.
Like, I don't know. I'm sort of trying to figure out how to like
make a little bit, not a lot of it.
Work. Yeah. But yeah, risk is important. And I mean, dude, rebranding my channel to Apple Track was a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Worked out.
But it's paid out like tenfold. It's literally like, it's just everything about it is just better. The branding, the name, the association, I don't know. But I just want to close off this little part of the podcast by saying, like, I do appreciate everybody that watched, and I appreciate everybody that also was like, this is fucked up and this guy's a bad person and he's a terrible creator, because I also hear you. And I never want to be in an echo chamber where everybody's just like, we love your video, you're the best creator. Like, no, give it to me. Tell me how you feel.
We'll never be in that echo chamber. That'll never happen.
I'm saying that like that's something I have to worry about that someone would like.
Yeah, don't worry, bud. It'll be fine.
Yeah, guys, please don't universally love me. I don't know. I'd become a different person. I might smile more.
No, don't you worry. Not a chance in hell that's happening.
I learned a lot. And at the end of the day, I'm really impressed by the new iPads. And I also hope that I subverted that expectation, because I think there was a lot of people, and I saw this in the comments too, and these people I am mad at because they're putting words in my mouth. They go, he's creating a Ben controversy for views. Lie. Lie. I go into these videos with a neutral perspective and I want to learn something. All right? I think it is really messed up to go into a video with the presumption that you want to prove a narrative. I think that's first of all, that's just not research at that point. That's just an opinion video. But yeah, I saw a lot of some folks were like, he's trying to make this so he gets views. And like, do you really think that would help my relationship with Apple at all if I was going into a video trying to cause them a controversy?
Oh, yeah. I think you're cooked there.
Yeah.
I think in the last 12 months, you've really cooked yourself.
No, I don't think I'm cooked. I don't think I'm cooked.
A little bit. Tim cooked.
I see a path. Because I think at the end of the day, these videos are just entertainment, right?
Yep. That's all. Yeah, none of what we're doing is that fucking, it's not that deep.
Do you make videos?
Who? Me? Why, yes, I make videos a little bit of the time.
Is there sometimes just a short video clip that you need, but instead of going out into the field and spending the thousands of dollars renting equipment, paying day rates for lighting and more, you just could find maybe a royalty-free clip to give you that perfect footage and B-roll in 4K in high quality for your video?
I would say that doesn't exist.
Well, it does. And it's Storyblocks who sponsored this episode of the Genius Bar.
Yay, Storyblocks!
Fun fact about Storyblocks, I worked with them back in the day. They're like an OG sponsor for me on when I was still iUpdate OS, I think.
Okay, so do we have them because of you? Did you do this? Thanks, Sam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was all me. For sure, me and my team. Thanks to my team. Listen, guys, Storyblocks is one of these services that, like, I can't live without. Like, if Storyblocks stopped existing, I think my two arms would just detach. Because I wouldn't have a point for living anymore. Listen, it's unlimited downloads of diverse and high quality media for one predictable subscription cost. You're not paying per clip. There are services out there that will pay you per clip. And I get very aggro when I think about them because it's a lot of money.
They either make you pay per clip or they cap you to like, you can have 10 this month or 20 this month. It's ridiculous.
And then you always need 21. You always
you
need that
always
one.
You always need
like,
21.
Well, that extra one's going to be $45. And you're like, for one clip, that was the whole subscription. It's terrible, guys. Listen, they've got the best motion library on the planet. They keep you legally covered with clear-cut licensing coverages. And it's easy to use from search to editing and publishing. I used them in my Apple Watch X video that I made a couple weeks ago. I used them multiple times because I wanted to show a medical professional taking a blood pressure. And I got that clip through Storyblocks.
That's insane. What about like I don't know, what about some graphical content, some motion content? They have any of that?
They've got it everywhere, John. It's the best motion and graphic library on the planet.
Insane. And like, they're sponsoring the show, right? So like, I'm not saying that we deserve it for free, but I think if a lot of people sign up, Storyblocks should be like, hey, you guys really, you gave us all of our customers straight from Genius Bar.
Yeah. They've got a crazy deal. Do you want to hear it?
I'm waiting for the deal.
For a limited time, John, get 3 additional months free if you sign up with an annual individual license plan. Go to storyblocks.com/genius to
Is
take
that
advantage
real?
Of this. Yeah, this exclusive offer only available until the end of May. Oh, whoa. That's soon.
That's coming up.
This offer won't appear at checkout, but rest assured it will be automatically added to your account shortly after you sign up, guys. That is storyblocks.com/genius when you sign up for the annual individual license plan. You get 3 additional months free. I mean, that's a crazy deal.
I love that. Unbelievable. Can I use that link to sign up for the deal?
You can.
Do we count? Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Hey, you'll get 3 additional months free at storyblocks.com/genius. Thank you to Storyblocks for sponsoring.
Thank you, Storyblocks. So
what's on your mind, buddy? What have you been up to this week?
Waiting for iOS 18. Because the accessibility features... Listen.
Let me pull them up.
Listen, bro. Just like every year, they announced some accessibility features a tad early, so you get a little taste. Like last year was personal voice.
Yes.
And the squeezing thing, I think. Or maybe the year before that was the Apple Watch squeeze thing. And this year... The thing that impresses me the most, first of all, audio listeners, get off your high horse and open your eyes. Okay. Well, we were just seeing, and this is reality, this is not sci-fi. They have integrated the same like eye tracking that Vision Pro has, but with iPad. You just look at things. And it works. It looks insane. The video that's on the screen right now looks absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But hey, that's really fucking cool. That's just cool tech as it is. But of course, the way Apple does it, it's not just the feature. It's the implementation. It's the intentions. Yeah. And the people that is actually useful for is something that only Apple would care to do.
Very cool.
Super cool. They also looked out for other people with impairments, such as myself. Like,
yes, the car sickness, right?
I get motion sick like a motherfucker. And I'm so excited. They released a feature. Let me try to describe this. They released a feature for accessibility features that tries to mitigate motion sickness because most of it comes from us looking at our phones. When you're a passenger in a car, one, if I was just a passenger with nothing in my hands, I would probably find a way to get motion sick. But especially when I'm in a car, a passenger, I know not to look down at my phone because there's a discrepancy. Your body feels motion. Your brain doesn't see the motion. Your brain gets confused, makes sick, doesn't understand. This, the way this is implemented is there's little guys, little circles on your screen that I assume use the gyroscope in your phone.
Yeah.
That as the phone actually moves, it, no matter what you're looking at on the screen, those little dots around the screen will show you the motion. It interacts with the exact motion that's occurring so that your brain sees that you're moving. That's
incredible.
Dude. Nothing. Didn't think of that. Google didn't think of that. This is such a specific thing handled with just a little bit extra care. They didn't have to do it, but that's super cool.
I have a video coming about iOS 18 and the latest leaks and rumors this week. So get ready because it's
Same.
A cool one. Actually?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You're going to beat me.
Probably not.
The confidence is not there. Yeah, that was sick. They've got like vocal shortcuts where you can do complex phrases with just a trigger word or two, which is cool. And then I thought this was really cool for Vision Pro. You can do live text to speech. So when somebody's talking, it can put it up in just right in front of you. That's pretty cool. And interesting that they are showing stuff for Vision Pro. I was like, okay, you guys have not forgotten about this.
Of course they haven't.
We've got this stuff down here too. I thought this was cool, turning a real image into plain text in front of you. That's really sick. We've got this little box, which just I think from a UI perspective looks kind of cool for some reason. I don't really know. I think it's made to help you see text easier. And then you've got Mandarin Chinese personal voice.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
Can I get the Mandarin Chinese voice to be John Cena's voice?
Bing Shiling. So yeah, this is very cool.
I didn't say it had to be competent Mandarin. I just said, you know, it has to be Mandarin kinda.
And I guess you could say this is our first look at iOS 18.
First look or the at Apple iOS 18.
Confirmed new features, which will definitely not
Dude, be I absolutely longer. Hate you because that's the title of my video.
No, that's the title. I'm the one who says confirmed.
What? No, I wasn't going to say confirmed. It was first look at iOS 18.
Oh, I think I might have already burned first look on a previous video, so I'll have to do the John Prosser trick of changing the old one.
Here you go. Yes, yes. Don't fucking tell people my secrets.
Why don't you use here you go anymore? I used to steal that from you. Now, that was just blatant theft from you, to be clear.
Yeah, but that's fair. Hey, you're my best bud. You're allowed.
Yeah, it's I ain't got more disrespectful.
No, dude, no. Our ships rise the whole tide. I don't give a shit.
Why not?
I don't do that anymore because my philosophy has changed. Maybe because I'm an old man now.
How so?
It's immediately noticeable if you look at the channel. Like, you can tell there's before Tim Doc, after Tim Doc. Everything has been different since then. And it was just, I accepted that things couldn't be the same. Front Page Tech, in the format that I was doing it in, worked for many years. And I benefited so much, and I'm so grateful for what the show did and what it gave me, what you guys gave me. Just incredible. But then late last year, what started to happen is that same formula started to no longer work. Mm. So you notice I accepted. As sad as, dude, this is my baby. This is my show. And I accepted that it could no longer be the same thing. And I took the risk and completely changed our content strategy. It overnight, it just changed. Now we don't like, it's not SEO first. It's just a title of a video that I want to put out. That's it. Like, these are all pre-Tim Cook doc. And then after, like, look, Apple is ruining the iPad. It's not like the end of the smartphone wars. They're titled completely differently. The thumbnails are completely different. It's not packaged the same because the way I was packaging it just wasn't working anymore. And so I just had to accept that. And so that's why here you go. Now, hang on. I'm not saying you'll never see Here You Go again. I might have to.
Bro was looking through. He was like, holy shit, those Here You Go's had high views.
Yeah. Listen to me. I reserve the right to resume it.
Here You Go.
Or just you. Or if I might be spilling, I might be feeling spicy one day and toss that in for nostalgia's sake. I don't know. I'm just
saying. Not because it would get views. No, definitely not. Just for nostalgia's sake.
I'm just saying that I want to be less YouTube-y about stuff.
Yeah.
I think viewers want people to be a little less YouTube-y because everyone caught on. Everything has become YouTube-y. And so now to stand out, it's like you have to go backwards a little bit and just give them like genuine content. Make the videos you want to make. The last few months of my videos, I are my most popular videos of my 11-year career.
Wow.
So, risk worth it.
True. Look at this. Look at this boy.
Fun times. Anywho. That's where Here You Go went. So you can use it. You can borrow it in the meantime.
Yeah.
Here You Go iOS 18.
I mean, dude, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for iOS 18. I mean, it's going to be the biggest update ever. We're hearing design changes. We're hearing new Siri. We're hearing AI stuff. We're hearing the accessibility features that Apple shows.
All I need to hear is new Siri.
Yeah.
And that Siri, listen to me, Apple, Tim Cook. You might be thinking that you can get away with not updating all of Siri. Just giving us good Siri on the new iPhone does not vindicate you. It does not count. If you're going to improve Siri, Siri as a whole must be better. My HomePods better work better. My Apple Watch should work better. Everything that Siri touches should be enhanced by the changes you're making. Don't you dare think of restricting this to a new iPhone or just iPhones with iOS 18. Don't you dare. Don't do it. I will come on this podcast the most popular, most impactful Apple podcast that this planet has to offer, and I will say mean things.
Yeah, I will.
And you, listen, I'm not saying that I have proof that every time Apple stock goes down, it magically happens after the after an episode of Genius Bar. I'm just saying, be careful, Tim, okay? Millions and billions of Apple fans watch this podcast. You have no one. You have no idea how high we can fly.
And you don't want to see.
And you don't want to see.
Know.
Siri better be approved everywhere, or you don't count.
I'm so excited. I mean, even the New York Times. I don't know if you saw this. Put out a piece about Siri being better. Look at this.
Really?
Yeah,
right, I looked and it was black screen. Boop.
Look at that. Apple will revamp Siri to catch up with its AI chatbot competitors.
Isn't it crazy how insane ChatGPT has gotten? Like, it is incredible, but it's also terrifying. But it's incredible. I'm so confused about how I feel. It's so scary, but so cool.
I mean, did you see, like, the new ChatGPT, like, voice stuff?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about specifically. It is unfathomably nuts.
Yeah, it's literally insane. It can talk to you like a real person. And
contextually aware of having an actual conversation.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Hey, let's have some fun. I'd like you to be super sarcastic. Everything you say from now on is just going to be dripping in sarcasm. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds just amazing. Being sarcastic all the time isn't exhausting or anything. I'm so excited for this. Nope, the sarcasm. Let's get this party started or whatever.
That's insane.
The response time is fucking bonkers.
It's
do
like
you know
a human.
How long
it's
it takes for
me.
Siri to turn off my lights? I mean, ask you for one thing.
What just happened?
What did just happen? Did I turn off your light somehow?
Yeah. Did you tell Siri to turn off my light?
Siri, turn on my lights.
What? Oh, I hit the power with my foot.
Oh, that was very convenient timing. Damn. That was the most crazy coincidence that has ever happened on this show, I think. That was nuts. Anyway, ChatGPT, insane. Just... Like, I'm so torn between, wow, absolutely incredible work from those guys over at ChatGPT, the guys and girls over at ChatGPT. Incredible work, but also horrific.
Insane.
That sounded like an actual human having a conversation, and it did it in real time.
Yeah, dude, it's just insane.
And the translation stuff? I watched two people have a conversation in different languages, and it acts as an interpreter. Okay, so when you talk to it, and let's say I'm talking to someone in Spanish, I'm speaking English, they're speaking Spanish, they say something, it's not just saying it back. It's like contextually aware. Like if there's a woman in front of me, she's speaking Spanish, as soon as she's done speaking, the assistant will literally say, she's saying this, and will just like make it easy for me to understand quickly. That's game changing.
It's insane, dude. So I mean, Apple's partnering with OpenAI. We got the news that their partnership is being formalized. So is Siri just going to do this?
And that helps me. That helps me trust OpenAI a little bit more. You know.
Yeah. I mean, basically the theory that I present in my video is it sounds like Apple's basically just going to put this into Siri. And then I have to say, not to tap dance on these graves too soon, but what happens to these guys?
Humane AI? Yeah, fucking, this is the nuke. It's their own personal Hiroshima.
What happens to this when your phone does this?
Yep. I wonder what this feels like. It's probably like being in the World Trade Center.
Jesus Christ.
And seeing the plane coming. And you know it's going to hit.
I just don't know. I kind of feel bad for them because they're definitely, it's one of those things where they're in too deep and investors have given them too much money and they just have to keep doing it.
Do you think they could adapt their way into having their own spot in the market, or are they done?
The only thing that I could see is for like tech freaks like us that want like cutting edge, you know, AI, GPT stuff where it's like, I want the latest model running, you know, day one, where you could do that on there versus Apple's a little slower.
Are there enough of those people to sustain those businesses?
Surely not. But I mean, I will say it seems great. Like the more I've looked at the rabbit and the AI pen, I want one. I want a Humane AI pin, but also I'm just going to wait until it's on my phone and I'm not going to wear this. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to go to a bar with the AI pin. I'm not Max Weinbach, all right? I'm not going to walk around there. I love the guy, but I think I'd get bullied if I went out with it.
Yeah, Max is a very special individual.
Not all of us are giga chads. It's okay.
Yeah, not all of us are like that.
Yeah. So I'm not going to wear my AI pin. And like it would sag on this shirt. Like it would just be like...
It would sag on this shirt.
It would just like be pulling. It would look bad. Ah, it's just... Ugh.
So I am more excited about this dub-dub than a lot of dub-dubs in the past.
Not last year, though.
Oh, yeah. Last year was fucking... Yeah, that was special
that was
for like multiple
excited.
Reasons, though, yeah. right? That wasn't it. It was also special because we were in person, and our event was the day after, and you know,
true. I am incredibly. I'm not as excited as last year, just because like it was literally Apple's first new product introduction in almost 10 years. So I'm not as excited as that. However, I am beyond stoked to see what this iOS 18 redesign is, and I really want to see it. So send it my way.
Yep. Anyone that knows a couple things, and I know one of you listening knows a couple things. You're safe with us. We have never. None of us have ever leaked anything. We are great at keeping secrets.
No, I don't leak, but I do like seeing things.
I also like seeing things. I'm done leaking though, so you got nothing to worry about. I have a just like a couple days ago, I had a pretty substantial pixel leak, and not touching.
Oh yeah, those used to be big for you. You always used to like to hear you go Pixel 8 QB or C or whatever.
Yep. I don't know if I'm ever going to be back into that.
Imagine you combine leaking and storytelling together. You could tell their story before they do. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. But like, if I ever enter back into leaking, the current leakers should be worried because I'm not coming back unless I'm like very sure about everything.
Fair. Dude, that feels like a different era.
Doesn't it? It doesn't feel
it
like
I would.
That version of me, if you said, hey, you're still going to be making Genius Bar, and we're just talking like a year or two ahead, you're not going to care about any of this. I would be like, what happened? Why wouldn't I care? It really consumed me, and that's why I have to stay away. I have an addictive personality, and it's bad for me.
Fair. I kind of look like Megamind right now.
Oh,
why does my forehead look so big? Is it look this big the entire episode? Wait, let me pull up Megamind.
What an unfortunate realization. No. You should get the goatee.
Oh, Jesus. I should do that for Halloween.
Hang on. Yeah, oh, no.
Oh, wait. Let me.
Hang on. I think I can do this. Here we go. I don't see a difference. Do you guys see a difference? Because I got nothing here. Let me move them over a little bit.
Jesus.
Let's zoom in. Let's move them over. Oh, wait. Do you have the same color eyeballs? No.
No, I have blue eyes. Same skin color to eye ratio, though.
Yeah, basically the same skin color, too. Almost translucent.
Wow. So yeah, Dub Dub is in 3 weeks, guys. In 3 weeks,
you might have made a mistake because last time we put you side by side with something, it was Boss Baby, and that stuck forever. So I'm just letting you know.
I'm still beating the Boss Baby allegations.
Yeah. And I can't believe your Twitter profile picture, sorry, X, whatever the fuck, is still the banned Apple ad guy.
Well, it took them like a week to review it. And then I can't switch it again because then I'll lose my check mark again.
Oh, why are we still zoomed in? Oh, I guess I can just go like that. Yep. That
I kind of like it, though.
It is. It's kind of cute and also kind of scary. It itches both of the... It's got...
Which is kind of like a good way to describe me, I feel like.
I'm so glad you have Genius Bar in your bio. I also have it. I changed my Twitter bio recently.
Oh, really? Oh,
no! How fucking dare you? How dare you unfollow me on Twitter? For audio listeners, it says, trying to make tech videos that matter. Creator of Front Page Tech, co-host of Genius Bar, iPad Mini fan account.
Oh, wait. I actually am sad that I did that on an impulse because now when it like goes to my following, you were like deep in it. So it showed how long.
Yep. You got to think before you bend iPads. You got to think before you unfollow me on Twitter.
Oh, I'm just... Okay.
Don't know what that was. We'll find out if that has to be edited out later.
I think
we can never do this show streamed live.
I had a dream that I was on... Oh, actually, no. I wasn't a dream. That was real life last night. I went on a live stream on TikTok last night for a random... candy
you
company
what?
Called Final Boss. I was just in the building that they were in, and then we went on stream, tried some candy, and I literally made a joke about the host that we replaced falling downstairs and dying. And then I was like, that's probably against community guidelines. And that's what made me realize that I'm a bad streamer. Like, there's a reason I'm not out here streaming.
Bro, we are not rookies. We've been doing this show for years and we still can't live stream it. Still.
But streaming is fun. It is fun to get that live interaction with the audience. I understand why Kai Cenat, Jinxie, like all these people are just massive and so entertaining to watch because it's just awesome to see. I don't know.
And you would think, listen, live streaming this show would work out really well from a business perspective. We could do, first of all, people are generous and do super chats anyway. Second of all, they would do it to ask questions and be featured on the show. We'd have so much fun interacting. They would feel like they're a part of the show. And we, knowing that, we still can't do it.
Yeah, no, it's too
because
much.
Because the risks are too high.
I want to say one more thing. I think I saw a rumor.
Say one more thing.
I think I saw a rumor that there's a new Vision Pro coming out next year.
All right.
Oh, no, that's the Mark Gurman one that says that's actually not happening.
Okay. Apple does not plan to launch second. Okay, he clicked away. Until end of 2026, what it said.
I thought that we got a new rumor.
Listen, especially when it's that far out, Mark Gurman is the GOAT.
Somebody clip that and just put that
Send
under
it to
all
Mark.
This. We need a bot that like puts it under it.
Yeah, every time he tweets. Mark Gurman is the GOAT, but his GOAT points, his ranking, his NBA 2K24 rating is down a little bit here over that iPad situation that just occurred. So I'm going to need a little bit more before I start buying into the timeline of products that are that far away when we couldn't guess iPads a month away. So...
No, Mark Herman's still my GOAT. You're my GOAT, Mark. I miss Mark. I was really hoping he'd be at the iPad launch at the Grove, but he wasn't there. I looked for him. He wasn't there.
Did you see? Someone tweeted to me, and it's someone that I have a love-hate relationship with. There are certain fans that have been around enough to where I know their name, I recognize their name, or I recognize their profile picture. His first name is Blair. And he's been watching Frontpage Tech forever. He's been watching Genius Bar forever. But I think he also hate watches it sometimes because he's like, there's no in between. He's either really nice or taking a big old dumpy on us. And I saw him tweet, which I was like, I appreciate people like that either way. It feels like a bud that's just, you know, ribbing you because he's still around. Yeah. He tweeted he was there and he took a photo of you just standing there.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bro. There's a picture of you.
Hang on. What?
Okay, before we get off of Genius Bar.
Wait, no one told me this.
I thought you would have seen it. Don't worry, I'll find it.
Okay? I don't see anything on Twitter because it's a dog shit platform now that Elon Musk ruined it. I can't use Tweetbot where I can
Hey buddy, calm down. Give me a second. Give me a fucking second. I'll send you the link and we can show it on Genius Bar. Before we close out, you guys will be able to see this. And Sam, I have a chore for you.
He just took a picture of me.
I'm going to send you the link, but try your very best to not look at it until it's on the screen for everybody.
Okay. I will stare at my camera and use my peripheral vision, which I couldn't use if I had Apple Vision Pro on because you have zero peripheral vision with Apple Vision Pro.
Yep.
So I'm waiting.
Scrolling. So I just went to my mentions and I'm scrolling so long, so very long.
I'm so popular. Everybody mentioned me on X. Everybody watched my X videos. John Bros.
My X videos. Oh my God. I'm going to find this. Even if we have to fast forward, I will fucking find it.
Okay.
Bro.
Do.
Let me type
in. Browse X then, my favorite X platform.
His first name.
Dude. Got it.
Okay. I'm sending you the link.
Okay.
Try not to look. Okay, pal?
I'm hiding it. I'm covering the screen. I'm not going to see it.
Because it's going to show it in the text message.
Okay, I know. I'm covering it up with my hand.
It has been sent.
Okay.
It has been sent. Put it on the screen.
Okay, I didn't see it. I'm trying to hit the copy. Where's copy?
I see your eyes struggling.
Okay, I copied it.
Okay, yeah.
Now I'm going to see it. Okay,
now you can paste it, share this. Paste it, close your eyes, and then I'll cut to it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Tell me when to look.
You may
I'm
look.
I'm smiling because I'm... Is it there?
Yep.
What the fuck?
I thought you saw that.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, fuck, man. I don't know if you're in the second
picture.
What
the fuck is
this? You're definitely in the first one. For all your listeners,
I am looking dripped the fuck out, though.
It's just a dude standing behind Sam taking a picture but not telling Sam he's behind him. Like, I take it he didn't approach you and say hi. He just took a picture.
Why did you just say...
Like, Blair, you could have taken a picture with him.
Or you could have just said...
You could have taken a picture with him. And he also, he tweeted, so this like was a follow-up. He tweeted to me specifically and was like, Sam is not as tall as you make him out to be. Like, you must just be small. And I was like, okay, like I didn't understand the context. And then he tweeted the picture and then I got it.
That's the most offensive thing anyone's ever said. That is worse than all the hate comments I got from the Ben test.
I bet, buddy.
I am 6'2". I am 6'2". Who the fuck is Blair? Blair, you just gained an op. I'll say that, pal. You just gained an op. Because guess what? Next time you're at the Apple store, maybe I'm going to take a picture of you.
Yeah, and post it for everyone. Just the back of you. Oh, God.
I'm just looking at my phone. I was probably like tweeting about something at the Apple store.
Yeah, probably. So listen, if you're a listener, watcher, what I want you to take away from this is if you see us out in public, you're allowed to say hi and you're allowed to take a picture with us. You don't have to take a picture of the back of us. Look at him. Look at him just being.
These are my new pants, though. These are kind of fire. This is kind of a fire fit. I'm not going to lie. Kind of drip the fuck out. I hate our jobs, dude. Remember when I tried to convince you, Luke, and Noah to do a podcast in the grass in front of the Apple store and you guys said no?
Yep. I do recall.
That would have been really cool. See, that's a risk that I wanted to take that you guys.
I regret not taking that risk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Sam was right. I admit. He doesn't understand iPad Mini, but he was right about the grass at Apple Park idea.
Thank you. Well, yeah. Guys, I think that's going to be all for this episode, unless you have anything else to add.
Nope, that's it. I don't think we recover from Blair's picture now.
We've got 3 weeks until the next Apple event.
Which is perfect, because I only have 3 cares left.
That's
so
one
hurry
per
up.
Week. That's one per week.
One care per week.
We're out here, baby. And hey, Apple, I know that I just spent some iPads, but it is still not too late to send me that invite to DubDub. I'm a big iOS 18 fan.
It is not
really
too late
like
to
products.
It is so not too late about it's not too late to hear about your car's extended warranty. So
if somebody from Apple's watching, which I know you're not at this point, because you probably clicked off when I said the software on iPad made me want to try. But if you still are, I do love the new, I would like to come to the Apple event. And I'm never gonna stop. I'm never gonna stop trying. That's the thing about me. I'm just a little fly. And I'll keep dodging that swatter every time.
And that's impressive because you're a big fly.
Apparently, not as big of a fly as you made out to be.
We'll see you next week.